stop looking at a congregation that wants to be something in Christ. That wants to be all that they can be in the Lord. More than welcome to continue to linger in His presence. But if we would turn to Philippians 3 and you'd stand with me. I give honor to our pastor who believes in youth ministry, believes in young people. Give honor to those who've impacted our lives as leaders. Those who, like Dave Shroud, who helped me with my ums. Those who took me in as family when I came to college. Those I call grandma, mom, dad, second family here. Philippians 3, 13 through 15 says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if any thing ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you." Tonight I'm going to wrap up Extreme Days with part two of To Be or Not to Be. Put your Bibles down and let's ask God just to speak to our hearts. Lord, I pray. There's an atmosphere in here, Lord, that you want to minister to the very core of us. You want to speak to those things in our lives. You want to challenge us. You want to take us to another level, Lord. I pray, help us, Lord, as we've been ushered into your presence, that God, we would be ready to receive your word. Speak to us. Help come against any distraction. And I pray, God, let your word go forth. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. The devil doesn't want us being anything for Christ. But being something for the Lord, our theme this year for Extreme Days is be. Being something for Christ, for the Lord, requires us to contend with our past, our present, and our future. On Wednesday, Jordan spoke to us, and if you were not here, I encourage you to go on the church website, calvarygospelchurch.org, click on his message. It was awesome. But he spoke about Jacob and how Jacob had to put away the labels that had been given him in his life. Jordan compelled us that we need to do the same in our lives, talking about him as a 12-year-old, being an out-of-control 12-year-old, and the labels that were placed upon his life, and the words that people said, "You'll never be a minister, never be something, because you're just way too hyper." And yet look at him at 19, preaching the word of the Lord. We've got to forget about those things which are behind us, Paul tells the Philippian church and tells us. Maybe it's a mistake you made. Maybe it is truly a label that, due to your actions, was put on your life. We've got to put the past in the past. Yes, learn from our mistakes, but we can't let what was behind dictate what we are today. We must contend with the here and now. Our text speaks of pressing toward the mark, of being perfect, of being thus minded. And we spoke this morning about how we need to not just merely exist in the world, not merely exist in the church and exist in life, but being all that we can be for Christ. And lastly, I would contend today that we must deal with the future. Paul says in our text that he was reaching forth unto the things which are before. I preached a message a few weeks ago, young people, that was talking about having an eye for eternity, not just living, just going through life, but looking toward the future. And here Paul was saying, man, I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about, and I'm reaching for those things because God is doing great things now, but he's going to do great things, more great things in the future. I'm excited about what God's going to do. But it's very interesting that he followed up with all the talk about the future with the present, the here and now. He said, I'm excited about tomorrow, so I press, present tense, toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore as many as be perfect, be thus minded. He followed up his future talk with realizing that, hey, it comes with the reality of the present. He's excited about the future, but there is a reality of the present. What you do today, church, young people, young adults, what you do today will determine your future. What's before you will be determined by what's in the be. The enemy uses yesterday against you. We get that concept. But he also brings up tomorrow to trip you up. It's natural for us to plan. It's natural for us to look ahead, scope out the future, what it holds, and act accordingly. But sometimes what is out there tomorrow can trip us up in that we become concerned about it. We begin to plan and worry about it. We look at our family and we say, man, the American dream, I want a house. I want a car. We want to have a good, comfortable life for ourselves and our family. And that's nothing in those things is a bad thing. But we can tend to then just work and do all these things for that dream, that tomorrow. We can get consumed in the tomorrow that we never look at our today. It's like we pull in everything tight into us so we have a future. Like you're circling the wagons and you're saying, come on, Kill, we're going to hide the kids. We're going to hide the wives. We're going to hide the talents, our abilities. On and on. We forsake today because we're concerned about tomorrow. Yes, we need vision out of the church, and I appreciate Pastor's vision for our church. We need a vision because without a vision, the people perish. We need a vision for our lives. God, I want to be a person used of you mightily, whatever it may be. We have a vision for 20,000 souls, but can we get caught up with tomorrow that we don't see the 10 souls, the 4 souls, the 5 souls, the 20 souls, the individual on your job, at school? Mark Newman, who was here, the gubernatorial candidate, referred to the worry section in the Bible. And I want us to turn there because it's a natural phenomenon to be future-minded only. And Jesus spoke to this in Matthew 6, 25 through 34. And we're just going to read this. It says, therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for a raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you a little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. What a concept, but don't worry about what you're going to eat. How many of you like, don't worry, honey. We'll come tomorrow night to family night. Is our Monday night's our family night, honey? Don't even think about it. We'll find something. God will. That's a hard concept. I got to admit, putting that into practice, that's a hard thing. I'm a very organized person. And I like to know every detail. I'm a programmer, and my nature is to find everything that will go wrong with something so that I can program it so it doesn't. And I do that in my life. What can go wrong in my life so I can make sure that doesn't happen? There's been a time I've wanted to know what was coming next in my life. And God, show me, God, what's next in my life. And I really felt God just laughing at me. Don't worry about it. It's down the road. Be today. Do what you need to do today. Don't worry about tomorrow. It's a hard concept, though, and it goes against our flesh, our nature. We wanna plan. We wanna know. But our future is determined in our present. If you seek the kingdom of God, He will take care of you. He will lead you. He will guide you. I've learned the following from our pastor. Show me your friends, I'll show you your future. You think your friends now don't matter? Someday I'm going to get out of this crowd. Will you? Or will you in 10 years still be in that crowd saying, someday I'll get out of this crowd? I've learned from our pastor the key to success, lifelong success, is to be successful today. If you're successful today, and then tomorrow you're successful today, and tomorrow the successful today, you'll be successful in life. I've also learned the same concept. If you want to do the will of God for your life, do the will of God today. Tomorrow, do it the will of God then. And the next day, and 30 years from now, you'll be doing the will of God for your life. Your future is determined in your presence. It's too easy, though, to live on the some days. Like I already mentioned, God's calling you to ministry. Someday I'm going to be a preacher. Someday I'm going to be teaching Bible studies, and people are just going to be baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost as a result of that. Someday will then come, and on that day you're going to say, someday I'm going to be this. Someday I'm going to be that. The some days become more some days, and you wake up 20 years from now feeling what happened. I feel like I would have been somewhere else than where I'm at now. Young people, start preparing yourself today. If you feel God calling you to be a preacher, yeah, okay, maybe you won't get an opportunity to speak in front of people instantly. But Brother Grant doesn't just speak. He sure prays a whole lot. He sure talks to people and helps them a whole lot. And so are you praying? Because I can guarantee you, if you don't pray today, you're not going to wake up someday and like, so-and-so, come on up. You know, pastor's decided to go golfing for the rest of his life. Why don't you take your place as our pastor? You don't pray ever. You don't seek the Lord. You're not at pastor's Bible study or pastor's prayer. But you know what? Come on up. No, it's not going to happen. Your future is determined by your present. I've said for years, someday I'll lose weight. Pretty applicable, huh? That's never going to happen unless I say, you know what, I'm cutting off soda. And by the way, midnight tonight, I have 4 hours and 19 minutes soda. Now, don't come to me in 2 weeks and ask me how it's going to be. How's it going, please? Because then I'll feel bad if I actually snuck a soda or something. But no, I realize, you know what, I've got to practice what I preach. And, you know, this applies in my life. If I don't start eating healthy, I'll never be healthy. And it's not just your physical, but your spiritual man as well. If you don't do things in the present, it'll never get done. What will your response be when he calls you? Maybe he has called you and you've just sat there and done nothing with that calling. Luke 9, 59, 62 through 62. Jesus said to another, follow me, be my disciple, come after me. But this guy said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Natural thing, your dad dies, you want to be at the funeral. And I understand that, but the concept is that this guy was like, you know what, there's other things in my life. Yes, that's a cool deal. I'll follow you, but hey, let me take care of my own personal things first, and then I'll get on the bandwagon. And Jesus says, let the dead bury the dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom. I can only imagine what would have been recorded in scripture about these two guys if they had decided, you know what, I'm doing something now. God wants me to do something, I'm going to do it now. Not someday, but today. We don't even know their names. Would they have been recorded in the annals of time if they had just followed the Lord? Let me say it again. Our future is determined in our present. David didn't defeat Goliath until he defeated the lion and the bear all by himself on his own watching the sheep. He didn't get up someday and just say, you know what? I just feel like kicking that dude's tail. No, he had a confidence in God because God took care of him and he slew the lion bear. And this is just a big old dude, man. This lion's a lot scarier than him. Samuel didn't hear from God and speak to an entire nation until he heard from God in his personal life and answered the call as a young boy. Daniel prayed 3 times a day long before he had to make the decision to do that very same thing in the face of a decree against it and facing the lion's den. You know, we talk about the pressures of this world and upon Christianity and potential persecution, and we're seeing it start to ramp up around the world, and you think, well, it'll never happen in America. Well, it's beginning. That day comes, you're not going to be like, I stand strong even though I've never prayed for you. No, you're going to be running silly and just, sure, I'll do whatever you want. But if you're praying now, he'll keep you through that day. So is your vision in the here and now? I don't see young people, future soul winners in this group. I see soul winners in high school, in junior high, tonight, this year. I don't see future Bible study teachers. And we need some young people to teach some Bible studies. I see young people who will teach right now. Say, you know what, I've never done it before, but hey, sign me up. Help me along. We're not going to just throw you in there, but help me along. I want to teach. I'll stumble through it. I don't see the future. I see the here and now. Young people, we've pushed this youth group and set the bar extremely high. Because why? It's not just, you know, hey, let's just entertain them. I mentioned this in our youth service, but the church, I was told about someone who went to a youth group down south and on vacation, and they went to a youth service just like we had, and the youth pastor got up and spoke for 5 minutes, this individual told me, and then for an hour, they played games. I'm not knocking that youth pastor, but what in the world is he thinking? You want a spiritual youth group? Hey, do some spiritual things. You guys are not just, hey, let's babysit you. Parents, I'm not a babysitter. I can babysit, but I am not a babysitter. I'm not here to mamsy-pamsy, we can make it, guys. No, the here and now, young people. Be it now, don't wait. To be or not to be, that is the question. Are you looking toward the future? If you would stand with me. Are you looking toward the future and not having any thought for the present? Maybe there's a condition in your life, a physical condition, an emotional hurt, scar. And you think, you know what, my future is, that's what it is. Let me tell you, tonight, you can say, you know what, God, it's over. It's done with. I'm coming before you. Take care of it. He can heal you. And if you have a physical healing, emotional healing in your life that you need, I encourage you to come up to the left side. If there's something that you, just problems that you have, I encourage you to come up in the front. Ministers will pray with you. And he can save your soul. The Winans sang a song that said, tomorrow, I'll give my life tomorrow. Talking about the state of people that, you know what? Someday, God, I will live for you. Someday, I'll make the commitment. Lord, help us if that someday never comes for you. Today is the day of salvation, the Bible says. And we want to encourage you. The Bible says to repent and be baptized, every one of you, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. If you have not been baptized in Jesus' name, we encourage you to come up to the right side. If you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost, the same. People will pray with you, will lead you to baptism. Young people, are you going to be, or are you just going to look to the future? Young adults, are you just planning for the future and all thinking about my job, my house? Or are you thinking, what God am I going to be today? Maybe you're that person who has woken up 10, 15, 20 years down the road and, you know what, God? I never did the things that I said someday I'd do. Today is the day to turn that all around. It's never too late to say, you know what, I'm going to be in you, God. Won't you come? Won't you find a place to pray, someone to pray with? There are people here who need a touch, who need a healing, who need the Holy Ghost. Let's be all that we can be for Christ.